A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and he followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord will come to us like the rain, like spring rain that waters the earth. These are the words from the prophet Hosea in today's first reading. Like spring rain that waters the earth. This image reminds us of a similar prophecy from Isaiah, which the prophet speaks of God's word falling like rain onto a dry, parched earth, soaking it with the faithfulness of God. The spring rains, soaking, fruitful rains that bring life and fertility and healing, all expressions of God's eternal, steadfast, faithful love. Throughout today's scripture texts, we hear time and time again that we are not saved by what we do, by our sacrifices, not even by our prayers. We are saved and healed and set free by the grace of God that falls on us freely, like rain soaking the parched desert earth. In today's second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, we find old Abraham and old Sarah, barren, childless, more or less resigned to finishing out their lives without a lot to show for it, a dry, barren desert. But then came the rains, the waters of God falling like mercy and love into the hearts of these two old-timers. They both thought God was a bit crazy to promise children to a couple of old dried-up prunes like they were. Sarah even broke out laughing when she heard the hilarious news that she was going to be a mother. But Paul tells us that Abraham didn't doubt. Not only did Abraham and Sarah not doubt, but they wheeled their old wheelchairs out into the starlit night that night, looked up at the stars, and believed in God's promise. God's springtime rains that have the power to turn a desert into a garden, to turn dry, old, worn-out hearts into a garden full of beauty. Not only did they become parents, they were grandparents and great-grandparents and super-duper great-grandparents. Now, the question for us is, do we believe that much? Do we believe in a God who can heal our broken hearts? Do we believe in a God who can turn a war zone into a park where children laugh and play, free of worry about bombs and bullets? Do we believe this? Or have we resigned ourselves to living in a world ruled by wars and terrorism and rising gas prices and hungry immigrants being treated like criminals? Do we just sit back and watch the temperatures rise, the rainforests get cut down, the tornadoes and hurricanes ravaging our lands, and just fold our arms and prepare for a death void of all meaning? Is that the level of our faith? Do we just sit back and watch this world crumble as if God were absent? Not Abraham and Sarah. They didn't just give up. they believed. They believed that the fresh, soft rains of God's merciful love could actually fall onto the dry desert of Sarah's womb and show our world the faithful love of God. Matthew, that rotten, finagling tax collector that we hear about in today's gospel, a Jew who had sold his soul to the Roman occupiers, the invaders, kind of like a spy in our own days. Well, Matthew seemed pretty much like a lost cause. The Jewish people hated these tax collectors because they were violent, vengeful, sneaky collaborators with the Roman occupiers. For these tax collectors, religion was just a way of getting rich. And then one day, Jesus passed by the table where Matthew was sitting collecting his taxes. This dirty old tax collector, this spy who had sold his soul to the devil. Jesus stopped and he looked at him with the gentleness of God. And he said, very simply, follow me. That's all. The rest is history. Matthew must have looked into those gentle, merciful eyes of Jesus and thought, why would I want money and power when I can have that? That loving kindness, the mercy of God. He let it all go. He left it all behind. He spent all he had throwing a party for Jesus. Then he followed him. He followed this man whose eyes and words were like a fountain of fresh water flowing into the desert of his heart. Matthew was free, free at last. Like Abraham and Sarah, he probably just broke out in laughter, and Jesus probably laughed with him. And I bet that those who were really listening that night even heard the angels in heaven laughing and throwing a big party. The waters of God's mercy and God's infinite love had never tasted so sweet. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.